Yevamos Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We were speaking about Mishnah Aleph, the Machlokes Beis Shammai Bissil, the limitations of where a young girl, before she becomes a Gdol and she's married Daraisa, where could she could be Mavatl L'mafreya? We said it's a little bit of a complicated, a Mekana L'abola Mafreya, where she can be Mavatl the marriage that was created by her mother or by her brother Midir Abona, where she could be Mavatl that. However, there are ketanos that don't even need to be mamayin, and the marriage is botel me'elof. Ezi ketana she'tzricha lamayin. Who does need a miyun? Which type of case is it that a ketana has to officially declare that she's out of the marriage in order to be mevatel to break the marriage? Mikana lahabol ma'freya. Kol shisiu ima ve'achil ledaito. Like we said, that's the case with the marriage of the rabbon, unless she's mevatel. Hisiu shalei ledaito. What happens if they marry her off? Shaloi ledaito. That means they're not. They don't have a koich of a father. Where a father is a bailam over his daughter, as bitnas atalish means he owns his daughter. The Gemara understands him. He owns his daughter legabe ma'isi yodel haforos nedore. He owns his daughter legabe marrying her off. So even a father owns his daughter legabe selling her for a shivcha, but built into the shivcha is the din of yud, where he's giving the right to the one who buys her to marry her. That's just licked in the shivcha. It's all part of the bailus that a father has in a daughter. Mother and a brother don't have that, even with their abonon. They're acting on her behalf. They have power of attorney to set her up to take care of her. Of course, the din of Adav, we have the darshan time to crow. You look at Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, Pashas Mishpatim, a daughter is owned by the father. The father has a responsibility and a privilege that his daughter is his to take care of. It's an achrayus, not a bailus in a cynical type of way. But over here, by the daughter and by the mother and the brother, the din is not even an ownership. It's a power of attorney to act for her, of course, midaita. Therefore, if his yu shalei midaita, shalei ledaita, and it's yuchel amayin, doesn't need a mean. It was never chal. Reb Chanina ben Atik Nesayim, kol tinei kishen yichel lishmo kidusheo, ein etzich lamayim. The kidushe miyun, the kidushe ketana, that fodder miyun, that need miyun, can only be when there's an age where she's a yedeh lishmo kidusheo. What does that mean? The Rambam breaks it down based on other Gemara's Sugi and Gittin that a yedas lishmo, in a basic sense, is below six for sure. She's any day's lishma kedusha. She doesn't have a status awareness. Oh, now she's married to him. So until age six, nothing to talk about. 6 to 10, debatable. Depends on her level of comprehension, on her level of maturity. From 10 to 12, the assumption, unless proven otherwise, is that avada she's a yedas lishma kedusha, and there she'll need miyun. Rabbi Lazar, ein ma'isek tana klum. Rabbi Lezer has different shita. Rabbi Lezer argues with the whole assumption that we made the last few Mishnayos. We assume that Zedin de Rabbanan, that this young girl, the Yisoyma's mother or brother, can marry off and she's married. He says, no, the Maisik Tan is not Klum, she can't get married. Kimafuta means that it could be done, there's such a thing, and Abada shall be Mamayin. He's living with her, but we don't look at them halakhically as a married couple, even with the Rabbanan. Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, Lo Yitaycha B'Truma. We don't look at her now as a Kehenis. Now, why would she be allowed to eat Truma? L'chayrish, how could she be over Deraisa? So, what would be the problem? She's a Ketana, so she's not over on Issa Deraisa. Elamai, you're feeding her an Issa because with Deraisa she's Yisraelis and you turned her into a Kehenis? We don't have that problem. With Rabbana, we look at her as married. The same thing, the flip side. Bas Kohen Yisrael Teicha B'Truma. We don't see her as married to the Yisrael. He doesn't see this Derabbanan, this marriage with Derabbanan, as a real marriage. It's Kemufuta. They're living together and it's allowed and she'll be Mamayin. But the Gemara even brings from a Braisa, Blazoi Me'ein Ma'asik Tane Klum, and her husband, the Midrabbanan Dika husband, is not really her husband. Ene Zakai Loi B'Mitziyosa Loi B'Maisi Yedera Loi B'Afaros Nedera. They're living together, so do miyun, just so that there should be a hefkeris. No. But even the marriage could be annulled. So that's a machlekes really Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Of course, we pass like Reb Yeshua. So Mela, Kedushe Ketana is a Kedushin, but there is an out of Mirun. Mishneh Gimel, Reb Lezer and Yankivoy, Mekol Akova Shehim Min Ho Ish, Ki Ilu Hi Ishtoi. Reb Lezer and Yankiv adds a layer of Hagdorah to this din of Kedushe Ketana. Any Akova, which means any reason why it's Besiba Soi, he's the Goyrim that she's married to him. Kilu hi ishtoi. They consider married. B'chol akova she'enu mino ish. Any akova, any reason why she's living with him that has nothing to do with him. Kilu eno ishtoi. She's not married to him. What does this mean? So the Gemara has a long arichus to explain this. The Gemara brings from Amiroim, Abaye Bar Ovin, Rav Chanina Bar Ovin. Akova she'enu ish means that the husband, she was married in the Rabbanon, gave her a get. With that is cemented, you only give a get to a woman that you were married to. So if he gave her the get, that means we're defining them as having been married. So we don't see her as a miun with a kedushin in his batel mafreya. We see that as defining that they were married. They got divorced. They were married in the Rabbanon. Maybe he's not allowed to let her marry her sister. It's kilu hi ishtoi. Even going forward, we look at them as a married, former married couple. He's not allowed to marry any of her craven. Akova she'enu min ish, where it's not something that came from him. She walked out. Ki'ilu einu ishtoi. It's as if they were never married, which is just the basic din that we've said till now. The Mishnah is weiter. We are going to flesh out this din of what's the difference between miun and where he gave her a get.